Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Party's in, is it Hoover, Alabama? Is that where they all convene, Bink, for the SEC Media Days? Hoover, Alabama?
Yeah, just right outside of Birmingham.
Yeah, Hoover is the place to party because they're meeting at dawn at the edge of Hoover, ready to fight. Jets the Sharks.
We're going to settle the score. They did move it for a few times. It's in Atlanta, then Nashville, I think, for a little bit, but Hoover's the epicenter.
Hoover.
Right by Tuscaloosa.
Hoover is where the throwdown's going to go down.
It's to be Atlanta this year.
Ever was. Oh, it is Atlanta this year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I asked you the question. Is it Hoover? Yeah.
Well, it always is.
If there was ever something that delivered, it was, did he change into James Fisher for a while and then went back to Jimbo and then maybe it was Jim?
It's every time he moves his glasses, it goes between James and Jimbo.
Yeah. I mean, that thing delivered yesterday. We played throughout the show yesterday Nick Saban's comments about how Texas A&M bought their entire recruiting class, how Jackson State clearly bought one of the top prospects in the country.
Would you notice Deion was quiet during this whole thing? Because – he probably did. I mean, that was.
Well, we'll get to Deion's comments a little bit later because he did have some fun stuff to say later on. But
he might be as guilty as all of them.
He didn't have the press conference that Jimbo had, and Jimbo got personal real quick. I mean, it got personal.
I think it made him look worse than Saban.
Because it wasn't just one comment to a bunch of boosters. He's like, I actually want to hear of all the things. I want to hear the phone call he made to his PR assistant. How much he must have been fuming when he said, we got to schedule this thing, and we got to schedule this thing now. And we got to get it. We got to rally the reporters together. We're going to meet. Tell them I'm coming, and be ready. Get your popcorn ready. Because I'm going to take my glasses on and off. I'm going to raise my voice. I'm going to not really. I'm just going to blow through questions, just making comments. Jimbo Fisher was on top of his game, or James. I'm going to call him James. Felt like he was a little more, although there was some Jimbo there. It was definitely a Heart of Texas press conference. Don't get me wrong. But James was none too pleased with former buddy, at least for the moment, Nick Saban.
We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all and the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things, and these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this. when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen, and it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right. But we're always going to be here.
All right, so who grabbed the torch and called every Nick Saban assistant yesterday is my big question. And then there weren't any 17-year-olds offended or their families offended at all, by the way. That whole bit cracked me up. None of those people are offended that Nick Saban insinuated that they had been purchased.
Because it was none all
them,
true.
None of them, yeah. None of them care. None of them are offended by the fact that Nick Saban called him out. Although I saw the kid that was going to Jackson State,
yeah,
tweeted out. He's like, "What do you mean $1 million? My mom's still living in a small house with five kids or something like that." He was kind of denying it, but I don't think even he was offended by this at all.
If Alabama won the final, they could probably publicly put out what these recruits got and just prove it. Stay
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 100% what Nick Saban's saying. 100% right.
Which is fine because no one's going to do anything about it. Doesn't matter.
But like, he could literally just give it out a detailed spreadsheet of what everybody got and just say, "I was right." Yeah. I mean, I don't understand what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Speaking the truth.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past. Or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable. It really is. And it's a shame we have to sit up here and have this conversation about things we do. And it's personal to us. Yes, it is. It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy. Know him really well.
I know him really well. I mean, you just start asking around.
There are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about. I always said this. My dad always told me this. When people show you who they are, believe them. He's showing you who he is.
Oh, hoo-hoo.
Spicy.
Woo.
I like it.
Nick Saban tried to pick up the phone to call him. Even Jimbo admitted I wasn't picking up that phone call. I don't want to talk to him.
And just think, this is after he slept on this all night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He had a good night's sleep thinking about this.
The phone call to his...
The communications, the PR guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bad. Ooh, that person's ear is burning.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks this press conference was a joke. It's like, this was soft. You should have heard him on the other line with me. Oh, my goodness.
Have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to.
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
to. Got all the advantages. It's easy.
This poor guy just wants to ask a question.
I'm just trying to get through my question.
Just trying to get through my question. We're done.
Showed you who he is.
If I was a reporter, I would say he actually is the greatest ever. He's got more titles than anybody. Here's where I think
that would have gone over well. Excuse me.
But he actually does have more.
I have a question and a follow-up, if I could. And also, he is the greatest of all time. Anyway, Jimbo, that'd go over really well.
Yeah, and the SEC loves this comment.
You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
Ooh.
So that's the part where they that's the part where you're telling him he should have been slapped. I mean, this is where Jimbo went too far.
Really?
He had a chance to win the day.
Win the dang day?
Yeah, win the dang day. Barlow climbing there. Had a chance to do it. Take the high road. Just defend his program without... Because if just Nick Saban gets reprimanded, he looks better. But they both did. I think Jimbo came out looking worse We was talking about slapping Nick Saban and all this and how he never learned anything from him and learned from Bobby Bowden. Well, maybe
that, when that got personal, as you'd mentioned, like former assistant for Nick Saban and basically was poo-pooing any of the time they had together. And yeah,
he wears the national championship ring.
He learned more from Bobby Bowden.
He wears the national championship ring from Nick Saban. I'm just saying, with Nick Saban, sometimes goats can say what they want. And he's got to that point. He's Tom Brady. Both of them have seven rings. It's like if Tiger says something, you know, it's what he says. When Jordan said something, all these guys do. But Nick has crossed over into that deal, and he didn't mean to do it. He calls him. He went on SiriusXM.
Oh,
he knew he was wrong.
Oh,
he knew what he was doing.
Didn't mean to do it.
He knew what he was doing. Oh, yeah. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Come on, man. No, this was exactly. He knew exactly what he was doing. But well, you're right. He believes he's the GOAT and can get away with it.
Right.
And just by picking up the phone and calling him back and saying, I'm sorry, he can pretend it didn't happen.
Right. He can smooth
when
everything
this was
out.
Completely calculated.
Yeah, but this was the funny thing. This is when Jimbo was actually funny about Nick.
And what's funny, in that talk, right before he said that about us, wasn't he soliciting funds from the crowd? It's amazing, wasn't it?
The left rock.
When you walk on water, I guess, don't matter.
He was soliciting funds to a business group. And
Of course. All day today, who do you want to slap? 913-576-7610 on the text line.
Do you know how much rent money this is going to raise for Alabama and their recruiting effort?
Oh, my goodness. They'll be flying out.
Oh, I mean, he just raised so many millions of dollars for Alabama because of this.
There were people at that event that were like, probably antied up, right?
Oh,
when they heard him bash, like, A&M's doing this, we got to giddy up. We got to get on board.
Especially when Jimbo throws his stuff. Like, no, he didn't
and
say
then
that about Alabama.
Then after the fact, like, sorry, coach, it was at this thing. I didn't cut a big enough check. Here we go.
Maybe he knew
what
he was
doing. Who do I make it out to? Heck yes, he knew what he was doing.
Calculated risk.
Yes. Plus, he's in that arrogant place where you're right. He believes anything he says is okay.
And the SEC's not going to do anything about him. He knows it.
I can't be touched. I'm going to throw a shot out there and then throw a, you know, I'm going to call and apologize. But the damage has already been done, and I know it. And that's fine. He doesn't have problem with the damage that was levied. Bring it on.
He's the crown jewel of the Crown Jewel Conference. They're not going to do anything to him, and he knows that.
No, they were both publicly reprimanded. I've never understood what that means. All the conferences do it.
Publicly spanked.
They publicly slap them on the wrist just to say, well, we didn't, you know, it's basically boys will be boys, but we're saying they shouldn't be boys. And it has zero teeth, like just about anything does. Neither one will be fined. Neither one will be suspended. None of that. It's a public reprimand from the conference, which are a joke. But yeah, you're right, though. I mean, Jimbo took it. If Saban went to like 3 or 4, Jimbo took it to like 9 and 10. And he
had a day to think about it. Cool,
I know. And made sure he got personal. He was on a roll.
What would he have done if he just would have spoke yesterday?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I mean, he was on
like
a roll and couldn't be stopped.
Press conference.
Yeah. Who do you want to slap all day long at 913-576-7610? There are a few things that live up to the hype, but that one was one. Most things don't deliver. You get to the time of it, and it doesn't pan out. If Jimbo Fisher just comes out, we categorically deny the comments of Nick Saban. We run a clean program here. We always have. We don't do any extra inducements to get players. That would have been the expectation. Jimbo over delivered. Fantastic. One Buffalo Bill anyway keeps it real and says the Chiefs beat him next.
Keep listening to Fesco in the Morning.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Totally disagree. You should be listening to this morning show and this morning show only. I don't know what we're doing here. Back in on a Friday, along with Jay Binkley, I'm Josh Klingler, Brian Williams, B-Dub, our producer slash musical director, 913-576-7610. Text line always open for you. Who do you want to slap today in honor of Jimbo Fisher thinks Nick Saban should have been slapped? I would slap Keenan Allen. I just don't like him. It's just very specific one. I do like that. D. Ford.
Yeah.
Someone like to slap D. Ford. I want to slap Jerry Jones. And the person says, I have my best friend's back and I'll handle his light work. I don't know. There's some history with some you and Jerry Jones. I don't know. You and your friend and Jerry Jones. Someone else says, this is why we need to incorporate the WWE into football. We need to start having press conferences with both coaches so they can go at it like a debate. That would be kind of fun. Both of them at a each are at a podium, and they would do like point counterpoint,
cutting promos against each other.
That'd be fantastic.
Sounds great.
This is the difference between college coaches and pro coaches. College coaches has the personalities because they're the stars of the program. When you think of the program, you think of the coach.
Mm-hmm.
His players just come and go there so quickly. NFL, I mean, there's a few of them, Andy Reid, guys like that, but they don't talk smack to each other. I mean, college is where the coaches are the stars.
Yes.
They are the stars. They're the ones people think about. You don't get this stuff from NFL coaches.
Now we need a dual podium. I like the dual podium idea. That'd be fantastic. Instead of setting up individual coaches at like SEC Media Days Bank, they just pit up coach versus coach. You can have Lane Kiffin and Mike Leach doing whatever it is they do. Like yesterday they asked Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's response was, for the first time, I'm speechless. I have nothing to say. I was like, wow. They even struck him. 913-576-7610 all day long. Who do you want to slap? One Buffalo Bill, I guess, is keeping it real. I like the fact that the Chiefs are very much in the heads of the Buffalo Bills still. 13 seconds in overtime. I want to haunt the Buffalo Bills. I want that to be their haunting moment. not to be their moment they overcome, just their haunting moment, that it stays in their brain and they just can't get away from it. And every time it just freezes them. I don't know if that might be kind of optimistic to think that they won't use this as a rally to overcome something.
No, they are.
But it has been weighing on them and weighing on them big time.
I've done some hits out there, and that's all they keep talking about. And they keep talking
it's
about
great.
How much do you Chiefs fans enjoy it? And I said, here's the deal. They enjoyed it, but the fact they lost the Bengals the week after.
Yeah, it was done.
Yeah. You guys are the ones, you know, still thinking about this. Chiefs have kind of moved on from that, and it's the Bengals loss.
We got less than a week out of the Andy Reid's maybe best quote, the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, and people dressed to that game against the Bengals like the Grim Reaper. There was people in the outfits and the fake axes.
We couldn't even use that.
Oh.
Yeah, when it's grim, be the Grim Reaper and go get it.
I mean, that should have lived on. We haven't even been able to capitalize on that. Everybody that made a Grim Reaper t-shirt, collector's item, done. You have to explain it. You have to explain it to people in like five. It's not gonna live on because they went the next week and lost to Cincinnati. Yeah. Had you beat Cincinnati, it would have lived on. It would have been part of the lore. We don't even get to enjoy it.
65 toss power trap. Do we have time to run Wasp? But that would have gone
right there
in the top three of Chiefs events.
Right there with them. They can complete the deal. So the Bills, though, continually being haunted by overtime rules and 13 seconds. Micah Hyde, though, did keep it real yesterday on the Pat McAfee show. Says they got beat, man.
Yeah, you know, obviously Super Bowl favorites, I could care less about that. You got to put in the work each and every week to go out there and, you know, make it to February.
Hell yeah.
But definitely, you know, hearing about the overtime stuff, I'm definitely over it too. It's, you know, it is what it is. You know, we lost, they won. You know, we could have defensively, you know, we could have went out there and tried to get a stop and made a stop to give our offense the ball back. So, yeah, I'm definitely tired of hearing about it. And I care less changes and all that. You know, I just think we need to go out there and get a stop.
So Micah Hyde taking the right approach on being Super Bowl favorites. I don't care about that. You got to put in the work. And we got beat, man. Should have got a stop. At least one guy's keeping it real. Like, we should have got a stop. You're paid to make – you were the number one defense in the
number
NFL.
Number one defense.
And you didn't get stops. And you didn't shut the Chiefs down. And you lost the game. At least there's one rational thinker. It took an Iowa Hawkeye to do it. Micah Hyde being the least most realistic man in the room for the Buffalo Bills. I hope he doesn't talk to his teammates too much, though, because I don't want that – filtering down to the rest of them. I want them to continually have that whole debacle in their heads. Tom Brady may get an early crack at Fox. If you're Fox, I think you want to get the most money out of, you know, you're going to be paying him.
Absolutely.
Maybe he's not starting to get paid this year, but maybe a little preemptive work. They have announced that Greg Olson will be calling the Super Bowl. Fox has a Super Bowl this year. Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olson will be on the call.
Does that in itself scream Super Bowl presentation commentators when you think back of Madden and Summerall, Dick Enberg, Bob Trumpy, Merlin Olson?
Bob Trumpy.
You like that pool, huh?
That's good.
the Joe Bucks, the Troy Aikmans, you know, whoever's on NBC. Does that duo right there just scream the ultimate game?
Not really, but I've also been in the camp, too, of people are going to watch the game and enjoy the game anyway. And if you get bogged down in who's calling it, the game's not very good. So if the game's good, it won't really matter. I think Kevin Burkhardt's really good. He's really professional. He's not the personality maybe that Buck is or that Nance is or what have you, but he is really good.
Come a long way.
And then Greg Olson, I guess he's just gonna take it. No, he knows the deal at this point, right?
He's just biting the bullet.
Yeah, he's gonna take
it. He's getting the bag.
Knowing that Brady's coming. Kind of right. Deal. And then, but maybe this is an opportunity for him to be in a three-man booth.
Yeah.
Like, he could still be on the number one team. He won't be making Brady money, that's for sure. But a Fox spokesperson declined comment about whether there's a chance Brady could be in the booth if the Buccaneers aren't playing in the game. If he is, though, it will reportedly be a three-man booth, according to Andrew Marchand of the New York Post says the Greg Olson deal's in place and notes that Brady could be part of the coverage if the Bucs are eliminated, but they're not exactly sure. If you're Fox, I'd absolutely do it. One, you could try him out. Two, he's current. You know, if he's still playing, he's current. Because even if he, I mean, assuming he wouldn't announce his retirement before the Super Bowl, there could still be some speculation he could play again, but he's jumping on while he's a current player, which is fine too. He's in the league. You get a little sneak peek of what it's going to sound like. It would make perfect sense. So if the Bucs get knocked out, I would absolutely invite Tom Brady to be in the booth.
Which is weird because you know how long it takes these broadcasters to get to the status to do a Super Bowl? Here's, like that's your rookie foray into doing it, and yeah, you're doing it at the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
that's the ultimate trust level. That's because your GOAT status. The guys have to work forever to get into that role, and he'll get in that role without ever having to do a game. It's not like he's doing a preseason game or anything like that.
Well, I think Tom Brady should have to work his way up.
Just don't know. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just funny how fast they go straight
yeah
to that.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd absolutely bring him in. I don't think absolutely there's any question.
And he'd handle it well too. I mean, yeah, he'd just.
My first broadcast, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Maiden voyage.
That'd be good.
But, yeah, if you're Fox, you got to do this. You got to make the push because if Tampa Bay's not playing, bring him in, roll out the red carpet. This is what we're going to have. This is a look into the future. This is your number one team. And, you know, possibly there may be a spot for Olsen in the background.
They could say Pro Bowl, NFC Pro Bowl quarterback Tom Brady is joining us in the booth.
As he slides over.
Because he's probably, you know, because he wouldn't be in the Super Bowl, but he'd probably be available for the Pro Bowl if they needed him in between. Yeah, do it. Do it, Fox. And then, yeah, Greg Olson. Also, Greg Olson, do it. Like, what are you going to?
Get the bag.
Just
take the money.
Just be Greg Olson.
Yeah, just do your thing.
You know the deal. You know the drill.
You've done enough horrible Detroit Lion games.
You'll enjoy this. You'll be working hard. You'll be in the back seat, but hopefully you can at least be in the back seat. I think Bink is in our camp. Trade them all. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So a really cool thing happened last night here on 610 Sports Radio. Again, we thank those of you who took part in Beers for Bank last Saturday. But I saw him tweeting about it last weekend. He couldn't be here because he doesn't live here anymore. 610 alum Henry Lake, who's up in Minneapolis. Jay's former partner in middays here on 610 Sports Radio, was tweeting about, hey, go out and take part in Beers for Bank. Well, little did Binkley know, last night he's on the air And who pops into the studio but Henry Lake?
Yeah, Henry Lake.
Your former partner checks in the studio and brings beer.
A lot of beer.
So there's like 2.5 cases of beer back here.
Yeah, there was more there too. A couple of those are guys that gave him the Julio.
That was good. So Henry, well, I guess we probably shouldn't say this out loud because I think he did go across state lines with beer in his trunk.
But he bootlegged.
Yeah, he did bootleg too through Iowa,
running
Missouri over here into Kansas. But he brought beer for you, Bink. That's pretty cool. So hello, Henry Lake, who's in town. I believe he's gonna catch a little Royals Twins, I heard. So
he does the Twins post game up there and stuff, and he's never had a chance to go down here and sit in the stands and watch him because he's always in the press box here. So he's looking forward to it.
All right. So he dropped by the studio last night. That's pretty cool. So he's probably not up at 6:32, but good morning, Henry. Today's National Pizza Party Day.
Every day.
So in addition to who you want to slap, yeah, it should be. In addition to who you want to slap on the text line today in honor of Jimbo and Saban, your favorite pizzas as well, 913-576-7610. When I think National Pizza Party, though, I can't help but thinking of the old school Pizza Huts, and I do really miss the old school Pizza Hut.
Absolutely.
With the tabletop Ms. Pac-Man.
Yes.
And those red plastic cups.
The vinyl covers on the tables, the red and white ones.
The pool table light.
Yep.
That went above your table or went above
the big jar of Parmesan on the table.
Yeah, the buffet. Yeah, the buffet. the giant Parmesan. The pitchers of Coca-Cola you could get.
In the red pitchers.
Is this Will Smith Day too?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's the most famous slap we've seen in the longest time.
True, in honor of Jimbo and Will.
Will already celebrated.
Yeah, he did already. He celebrated early. That's fine. But I do miss the old school Pizza Hut. I do like, because there's plenty of them in the metro that you know the building and you know it was a Pizza Hut. Like I saw one last week when we were over at Crane. There's one right up the street. I think they turned it into a
the title loan place.
I think this one was might have been like an Irish pub kind of thing. But but it's clearly an old Pizza Hut. There's another one that I can the picture that I think is also I think also maybe an Irish pub, another location. But yeah, a title loan is a good reuse of the Pizza Hut.
The one down the street from us on Independence Avenue where we used to live, one of the best Pizza Huts in the planet. Yeah, title loan place now.
Yeah, well, yeah.
The one thing about those places too, you remember, they always had the table game of like asteroids or whatever. The ones where you sit.
They were the first ones.
Then the asteroid game.
I think
is there,
the first ones that had the tabletop. The tabletop.
Yes.
I don't know that anybody else. I don't even think
put
the
your
arcades.
Your beer, your pizza. On
I didn't
it.
Think the arcades had them then.
No.
I think that the Pizza Hut must have had the lock on the first.
And then the
tabletop
the,
video games.
The only other place that I saw them at after Pizza Hut was when you were lucky enough to go to Showbiz and your mom and dad sat in the bar and got hammered and they were playing the tabletops in there. I'm like, yeah, okay, can I play?
Now, it's funny. You're a little bit younger than me, but
not by much.
When we got to the Showbiz, you know, we evolved now I hate to say evolved, but when we've gotten to the Chuck E. Cheese, the Chuck E. Cheese like phase. I don't remember it being as creepy when I was a kid.
No.
Like Showbiz, I mean, now you look back and you're like, kind of creepy. Like,
how did we survive those birthdays with Billy Bob and Mitzi Mozzarella all them yelling at us and telling us it was time to dance?
Yeah. I mean,
didn't Chuck E. Cheese kind of take over that whole concept
kind of,
though?
Yeah, yeah, I think, like I said, I don't think it's evolution necessarily. It's just kind of move that direction. But that whole like animated band, creepy. Like creepy as heck.
It was
very creepy. Pizza was good.
Yeah.
Band creepy.
Band very creepy.
Give me Ski Ball and more tickets.
And I don't remember. And then that was also probably because the band was creepy, that got you the green light to as a parent to go get.
Hey, go get more tokens. Go.
Because you could get beer at Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Back in the day. But I don't remember that being the open door Maybe it's because they just had a separate area at Showbiz. Right. Is it, really, they just had a bar with the pizza place and then the animated band.
I just remember my dad, you know, love him, R.I.P., will always spend time in the sports room with the big screen TV mm-hmm. and the pitchers of beer flowing. And I would always want to go in there and play the tabletop Ms. Pac-Man, but he was like, nope, go out there, go play skee ball, go do this, leave me alone, football's on.
All pizzas always smelled like marinara. I thought it said marijuana and Parmesan.
I'm like, really?
Marinara and Parmesan.
Which one were you going to?
I was like,
to?
Wow, I didn't realize they all smelled like that. But then somebody says they all do smell. Somebody else says they all smelled the same. That's true. That's true. Don't forget the old school Godfather's pizza. Yeah, yeah.
Love Godfather's. The one right down the street from us, right here at Odyssey. I was about to say the other name, but that was our go-to
yeah.
for lunch.
Yeah.
You know?
What is that one now?
Is that a title loan?
It might be. I just know it's right next to the paint shop. But
I always like the split off of Old Shiny Pizza and Pizza Shop because they were once like related.
Really?
Or something.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
I did
they
not
were.
Know that.
Now they, when they split, one agreed to have the pink sauce and one agreed to have the green. The Old Shiny Pizza took the green sauce and Pizza Shop went with the pink sauce.
I didn't realize that was a divorce.
I had this will about it, but there was some kind of. They just went different directions.
Huh.
And one took the pink sauce and one took the green.
There's an old school Pizza Hut with games and everything in Higginsville, Missouri. It's still thriving. That might be worth a road trip. That might be worth a road trip.
I do want, you know, the new Pizza Hut commercials with our man Craig that does everything the funny. I want that sweatsuit. I want that tracksuit. You know, the Pizza Hut because he's incorporated the table cover into the tracksuit and the whole nine. I got to have it.
You go to Pizza Hut, then Blockbuster Video. Yeah. I mean, they kind of went hand
that's,
in hand.
That's a night.
That's a win.
That's a night, man.
You knew you were living life, and yeah. It was the weekend, and mom and dad were feeling great when you got to go to Pizza Hut, sit down and eat, and then run over and rent two videos.
Yeah.
And maybe a video game.
Pizza Hut had to have that little film residue on the seats. Had to be slimy on the tables also. You're right. They would wipe down that table. They would wipe down that, as you mentioned, the red and white tablecloth thing.
Yes.
And
it never got clean.
Took forever to dry, too.
Right.
It was always.
The water would just sit on the table.
It would just beat on that thing. And you'd always stick your elbows on. And you're like, oh, God, my elbow.
And you have to peel your elbow yeah. off of it. Yeah. And like, yeah, but the pizza's still good.
I was like 9 years old at Showbiz when that band would come on and the curtain would throw. It was pretty weird. Yeah, I know. It got weird after Pizza Hut. It got weird. J&S Pizza and Liberty is awesome. Old school Funhouse off 350 in Raytown Road needs a shout out. Shakey's Pizza was by and far the best. Shakey's was good too. Shakey's was pretty fantastic. 913-576-7610. National Pizza Party Day today. Your favorite pizza on the text line. Bink, I think you're in the same camp that a lot of Royals fans are at this point in time, which is as optimistic as J.J. Piccolo was last week to say that they were still in the race and what have you. They're not in the race. And you'd explore any and all trade options, keeping the young core, but anything else is disposable at this point in time.
I think you have to. Because you're going to go out here and it's going to be learning. You're going to take your L's. You know, we differ in philosophies on the, you know, still training wheels on these guys. But it's more fun to win and lose with the younger guys than the older guys. Now, Vern last night, because I followed Vern last night on the night show, and I was looking at the text line. I was like, people were melting down. I mean, it is amazing in this town what a couple wins will do. Everything is great in the world, man. Everything is great in the world. Then they take a loss to the White Sox, which I'm surprised. You know, props to the White Sox. They did beat the Royals, and I said they can't beat the Royals.
They did win the series, yeah.
Season series 4-4, though. So they're not beating the Royals on the season series. The Royals blew a lead. They were up 4-1 in that game. It's very disappointing. But, yeah, I mean, with Benintendi, there's some players on this team that could bring back some value. Benintendi's one. You're not going to want to hear it, but Zach Greinke is definitely one the teams would want come the trade deadline. Someone said on
Greinke,
the tape.
Greinke to me is an interesting one because of how he arrived here.
Yeah.
I think you probably would owe it to him to go and talk to him and say, would you be willing to do it? Because he basically decided he wanted to be a Royal again.
And what's his attitude now? Because he wanted the hell out of here when they were winning.
Yeah, true. But he wanted to come back, and he wanted to end his, quote-unquote, end his career here. And, you know, if you've heard the story that Mike Sweeney told of, you know, George Brett on the golf course running into Zach and kind of put the deal together and wanted to come back to Kansas City, I think you do owe it to him to go, do you want to go try to ship you to a contender or not? He's the one I would probably ask. Just, I know it's business and everything else, but they've had a relationship with Zach, and I think probably would, you know, be best served seeing whether or not he would be on board with being dealt, or if he wants to stick it out.
One of the most
But I mean, he would be coveted by other teams.
Absolutely.
He's already on. At Odyssey.com. Our parent company wrote a piece about, you know, top 10 arms that could be available at the trade deadline, and he's firmly in the mix of those. But I'd probably put it to him just based on how he got here.
And the most ridiculous text we got, which we've got a lot of them through the years, as you all know, DFA Merrifield. It's like, you've been wanting to trade him. He's on a 10-game hitting streak that stopped yesterday, so the bat's finally coming around. But no, he still has value, and a lot of value because of the positions that he can play. But that was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen.
Don't get anything for him. Just
DFA somebody that can bring you value.
Yeah, yeah. No, if you want to explore a trade, you probably missed your window on his best value, but you're not winning with him. And is he part of your future? You'd be smart to be listening to calls about Whit Merrifield. The problem is, like, you know, what is going to be the return? And I know people are kind of sour on getting back prospects at this stage, but you're not winning with these guys. I'm kind of the point, like the veteran guys, if you can get something for them and move them on, and it opens up a space to bring up. I mean, look at, did you expect Kyle Isbell to be kind of back in the mix a little bit? He's gotten an opportunity. He's been good. Let's see what the rest has to offer. And I think your most valuable pieces are, as you mentioned, I think it's probably still Witt. It's probably Benintendi, and it might be Zach Greinke. And I know you want to trade the guys you don't like too, but think about what their value is. I don't know if there's much for the guys you don't like. For the guys you probably do like, there might be some value, and it's probably worth exploring at this point in time.
No, it is. And the scouts are going to start filling up the K, because the Royals are going to be one of those fire sell teams. I think, you never know, but they could be and probably should be one of those teams at the top of the list looking to move on for some players. Let some of the youth come up here and play it. But Merrifield does have value because of all the positions he can play. I mean, that is true value to MLB teams.
Now, the only bad part is his dollar number went up this year. went up this year finally. So it may preclude that a little bit. His best value is behind him. And it's not even a knock on him. Like, I was firmly in the camp of the Royals keeping him, trying to win, using his skill set to accentuate what you're trying to do. But if you're not in it at this point in time, I also would like to see him play with I think it'd be fun to see him play with a contender. So I could root for that one if you indeed did move on from Whit Merrifield. But yeah, riding the waves of wins and losses is still happening right now, which is, in this particular season, I appreciate those of you that are riding. It's not good for your health. It's just not good for your health to be riding that wave with this particular team.
Don't expect 3 from 5 every night from players, and don't expect, you know, no hitters and complete games. It's not going to happen.
No. So I would not be liking that 20K Tiger bet much right about now. We'll discuss next.
You're listening to the home of what we learned with Billy Coons.
Legend Ball, he's an expert on the city of St. Louis, but he says the people are rude and hateful and they suck.
Fridays at 9:50 on Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
I think Vegas is feeling better today. They sweated it out for like a minute or so, but that $20,000 Tiger bet, I'd be going back and going, hey, can we work out something? No, no, we got your cash, sir. Yeah, but I put it all up on Tiger to win. I don't know what I was thinking. He's in 99th place at plus four. I didn't watch his whole round yesterday. I don't know about you guys, but I kind of ducked into that feature group on the plus yesterday for a little while. And then late in the round on a par three, took a swing and then kind of stepped funny and then really winced. And you could tell the leg was smarting and then kind of put his head down on the top of his clubs. And I was like, ooh, this might not be good.
Yeah, my leg is not feeling as good as I would like it to be. We'll start the recovery process and get after it tomorrow.
Tiger on ESPN after his round yesterday did not look great. He's going to tee off this afternoon. I don't know if that's enough time to rehab or not, but he didn't look great. He didn't look great late in that round.
And what do you have? Seven bogeys? I mean, he started out great.
Start off with a birdie.
Yeah.
Two, ended up plus four.
Two of the first three holes, you know, he was looking sharp. Like you said, his driver was great yesterday. His iron play was not good at all. And something about those bunkers where they're playing at, I saw quite a few of the pros flying them out of the bunkers like there wasn't enough sand or they weren't judging it correctly. But he hit one that went flying, and I think – there was somebody else, Justin Thomas, I believe it was, too. He was so mad he wanted to cuss left and right because he hit what he thought was the perfect bunker shot, and it flew right over the green, right into the other bunker. So, yeah, a rough day for Tiger.
Every once in a while, you love to see them come to our world, though.
Oh, absolutely, because that's me all day long from side to side.
Bunker to bunker, back and forth, bunker to bunker.
They call me David Hasselhoff when I get on the golf course because I spend most of the time on the beach.
Rory McIlroy atop the leaderboard. He's in Tiger's group too, which probably doesn't help. Like,
and he made everything look so easy yesterday. The way he was navigating around the fairways and the greens, and he was on yesterday. And then as you watch the tournament progress the rest of the day, I saw John Rahm, who I think is a phenomenal golfer. He was so frustrated at that course. You know, Rory made it look so simple and so easy yesterday. And like you said, it's great to see him come down to just even an inkling of our level.
It's not good to see Tiger do that.
No,
it's good
to see we some want other Tiger golfers. To win.
We other golfers it's good to see. It's not Tiger. I caught a little as well of the Joe Buck, Funny Caddy Michael Collins, secondary show on ESPN2. Let's just say it ain't the Manning cast.
So now, is this like a knockoff of the Manning guest?
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna try to do it for these events, but
the
I thought it was
Michael K. A-Rod thing for baseball. Yeah, so everybody's trying this.
Everybody's trying it, which is fine. And I thought it was a good use of Joe Buck though, because you just brought him over for a big deal. And I'm like, what else is he gonna do for you? This makes a little bit of sense. I only caught a little bit of it, and it didn't really hook me. The chemistry wasn't great. I think both guys are pretty funny.
Yeah.
But I was also in a studio, and it felt a lot contrived, and I don't know. It just
didn't work.
It wasn't for me. I know Travis Kelce was scheduled to appear a little bit later on their show yesterday, which I thought was cool. But I'm like, I can't win around. I can't
I'm not in for this.
I'm not in for the rest of the show to be able to do it. So I don't know. Probably worth a shot, but I don't know. I also don't know if you're a serious golf fan. I don't think there's a lot of casual golf fans.
Right. It's either you're in or you're out.
Yeah, and I don't know that they need that, and I don't know that watching that would make you watch any more golf. But anyway, everybody's trying it. I get it. I feel partially responsible today in a good way. I got this email this morning that I'm actually pretty excited about. So I open up the inbox, and it says, "You've asked, we've listened."
What?
And I thought
directed at you.
Yeah. I mean, it's sent to me, but I've been requesting this now for years, and it's finally happened. You can tip on the Sonic app.
Oh, nice.
Tell me I'm not alone. You've gone to Sonic. You just need a burger and like some, you know, mini cheese bites or whatever they call those things. You want a 2-for-half-price shake, whatever. You just want in there and you just want a snack, right?
Right.
And they were one of the first to have the app, which is cool. So if you use the app, you could never tip. And how many times you roll up somewhere and you have no cash? Me all the time. Yeah, never have cash.
Don't carry cash anymore.
Never have cash. To the point where I was making a little envelope in the glove box that had a few singles in it just for Sonic runs.
That was your tip
jar. There's it's your insurance card and your registration, and there's like $5 in ones just in case you ever rolled to Sonic. And I know I've said, I've legitimately sent an email to Sonic saying, get tipping in your app.
What's
you wanna,
the deal?
You want to be able to tip these people. They're running the food out to your car.
Right.
Sometimes they're kids. I want to tip them.
Yeah.
But I don't, and I feel like a schmuck when you go there and you don't have $2 on you for a tip. Well, you ask, we listen. The most requested feature in the Sonic app is now available nationwide. You can now thank your car hop by tipping in the Sonic app at any drive-in where mobile ordering is available.
See, that's how we do.
I mean, it only took like 3 years.
Right, but they're listening.
But I feel like I was part of getting that one done. I didn't understand as well why every other restaurant you go to, whatever, has a tip line.
And they already put the tip in for you. You have to take the tip out, you know, in most of the apps now.
Yeah, yeah. That's not cool. I hope they didn't go that route. But, like, your technology was so far behind, like, the regular restaurants where you couldn't figure out how to get a tip line on your thing.
This sounds bad. Was there ever a time you didn't realize? I didn't realize you tipped at Sonic. It's like not now or anything. It's like 15 years
ago. Yeah, no, there was a great debate for a while whether or not you tipped at Sonic. I've always felt like you should. They bring the food out to your car. Yeah.
Oh, McDonald's will bring your food out to your car if it's...
You can tip them too if you want. Okay. Yeah.
I just never thought of it.
They've never had a tip line. I don't think they... But you can tip the McDonald's person.
Well, of course you can. You tip him if you want.
For sure.
You can tip me for coming in here with you. Which I'm going to.
I have some beer right over here.
take your pick.
But I didn't know you had to do it. And someone said, no, you tip at Sonic, and I feel real bad about it. So you make up for it. But it's not as much, though, right? I mean, you're not talking 15%, stuff like that. I mean,
give them a couple dollars. A
couple bucks, I think, is always fair. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I always give like $2.
I was in high school and stuff like that. I did not know I was supposed to do that.
I know I've change cupped them too, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'm sorry, here's 8 quarters.
Right. Take this.
Like, ugh. No, I like you can do it in the app now. It's perfect. Finally. Welcome to the 2020s.
First, we bring back the Mexican pizza, and now tip jar.
Yeah, so this was a very welcome. A lot of times there's junk in my email. This one I felt like was very, very welcome. 913-576-7610. Couple things going on in the they say they've had the tip on the app for over a year. Where have you been, bro? No, I just literally got an email today. It says it's in the app.
Yeah, it's finally nationwide.
Literally.
You may have had it on the app in some places.
I've never seen it.
It is now nationwide.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, this is the rollout. Because I didn't have it on my app as well.
Yeah. No,
Until you said something to me this morning. No. I was like, oh, wait.
I've never seen it. Never seen it. Next, the one closest to my house needs to be open past 7 o'clock.
Yeah, where's all the 16 and 17?
We need to get some teenage car hops out here.
Come on.
I want to work some jobs.
I can't believe some of these restaurants used to go to 11, midnight, something like that. They'll shut down at 9:30 or 10. Like,
oh, Joco's the worst. Joco's like 8. You Whataburger's it after 8, I think. in Porsche's Joe. You can't get food after 8 o'clock anywhere now. Yeah. Everywhere's closed.
You know,
no one has enough people.
How good we had it in 2019. I mean, places stayed open till a decent hour. We wanted to. It's amazing how easy our lives were.
So a bunch of you smarties on the text line apparently were the guinea pigs for this tipping app, and now it's ready to roll nationwide. All right, that's fine. Never had it on mine. Called for it. Now I got it. I'm going to Sonic later.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.